On this week's edition of Keeping It Real, Cam checks in from Toronto, Ontario, where the temperature is 0 degrees, and realizes people who live there aren't being punished. They're willing.
I write this from Toronto, Ontario, Canada, where the temperature outside is 0 degrees Fahrenheit. Let me say that again. Right now, the temperature outside my hotel is zero. Per my weather app with wind chill, it feels like negative 27. Earlier this afternoon when I arrived, the cab driver told me that the temperature was 7 degrees and had been warming since this morning when it was 4. Yes, empirically, this is considered warming. But in the grand scheme of things, this is, in my opinion, horror. In political science, I learned a theory that had been batted around many years ago about warmer climates. It studied temperate zones around the world and stated that no industrious societies had ever developed between the tropics of Cancer and Capricorn. And if you take a map, and it shows the tropics of Cancer and Capricorn, these theorists may have been right. To my knowledge, no major economies have ever existed in the tropics, except maybe Egypt back in the day of the pharaohs. Bottom line, per their theory, when you heat people up, they don't work very hard. When you cool them down, they bust their humps. During my cab ride in Toronto, I saw people jogging outside. Others were walking. Mind you, the wind chill this afternoon had pushed the temperature down to minus 15. From what I could tell, these people weren't being punished. It appeared they were willingly outside. They walked and jogged along the frozen, the literally frozen, shore of Lake Ontario. I was in the cab wearing my jacket. I own only one. Living in Mobile, you don't need more than that. Stunned at what I was seeing. Outside my hotel, the bellman opened the cab door for me. He, and I'm not making this up, was smiling. He was standing outside in this weather, smiling. He appeared happy. He asked my name and about my travels and how things were back home and whether I was an Alabama or an Auburn fan, like everyone the world over asks when they learn they're from Alabama. I don't think he was faking. He seemed genuinely happy to be working outside the hotel in temperatures that were this brutal. Yet in the very few moments from when I climbed out of the cab and before I entered the hotel, I was so cold that my life flashed before my eyes. And as I sit here in this hotel room, I hear gobs of traffic driving by. There are tons of people who choose to live here. Really? I know. I can't believe it either. And I think the political science theories may have been right. Though my hotel room thermometer reads 70 degrees, I'm cold just knowing the outside temperature. And I'm going to bust my hump and work very hard and get the heck out of here. I'm Cam Marston. I'm just trying to keep it real.
To learn more about Cam Marston and his research, visit generationalinsights.com.